Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. You join me at home in Colorado and actually my dad, who's out on a road trip in his Lucid Air Grand Touring today. He's driving from Connecticut down to Florida, which he often does. And he called me up, he noticed some issues. I saw his rate your charge check-ins on a problem that I've actually started to see more frequently. Now, this is a problem that I've seen over the years. It's not a brand new problem, but it seems to be happening in increasing numbers. And it has to do with the Generation 2 Signet Electrify America charging stations. What I'm going to do is just show you what I'm talking about right here. So let's pull up this screen. You can see my dad's rate your charge check-ins, and you can see those Gen 2 Signets, these ones with the green glow around the outside. It's not the brand new EA hardware, but it was still their second iteration with Signet, with Electrify America. And there's two different problems that my dad seems to keep running into. There's a lot of Signet installations on the East Coast, not as many here in Colorado. We do have a few in Denver, but he's noticing an extreme number. Almost every site that he's visited in the last few weeks with their 350 kilowatt chargers are limited to 50 kilowatts. So that's number one. The 350s are hosed at this location he was at, and then he was at another one just here in Richmond, Virginia, also hosed. And if you take a look, I'm just going to mute this so I can show you briefly. I want to show you what's going on here. This is the main problem. And that is, look at this kilowatt power figure right here. It is just flowing all over the place, you know, going up and down, and it's very inconsistent. And I'm not exactly sure what it is, to be honest. That's sort of why I'm making this podcast, to see what you guys think is going on. So let me let you know exactly what happens here, and maybe we can find out what's going on. There's a few things we know about Signet chargers and Electrify America right now. We know there's a big campaign to replace the power modules that are in the actual chargers. Everything you're looking at here, these are just the dispensers of electricity. So they house the cable cooling for those Huber Schuner cables. They have pumps that circulate the fluid. They have the user display. And of course, that's where you activate the user interacts with the charger. However, the actual charger, that's just the dispenser, is offboard mounted somewhere in the distance. And that's where you get stacks of these power modules and 30, 35, or 40 kilowatt bricks that all work together to match the car's pack voltage and then dump into current through this dispenser. And what I've occasionally noticed at some sites, failing sites, is that I would see this weird, I call it dirty power. And it actually just happened to me with a Porsche Taycan in Arizona at an APS branded Electrify commercial site. And to be honest, I don't know how bad this is for the car or how good it is. It certainly can't be great for it to be sending just huge spikes and discharges. Well, not discharges, but huge variable power to the battery. Batteries are pretty good at absorbing that thing. So I haven't heard of any safety concerns regarding this or any increase of degradation. But it just seems very hard on the power electronics to be going, you know, 112 kilowatts right down to 70 to 130, right down to 60. I mean, you're just sending huge spikes and it must be freaking out some of the car systems. So what could be going on here? Well, the first situation could be software. And I have some friends that you know, are just convinced this is bad software. And, you know, that could be a possibility. Again, we're just spitballing here. It could be that the station's not reading exactly what the car wants. And, you know, it's constantly in this never-ending loop of the car trying to ask for a different power level to compensate for the power it's getting for the charger. And it could just be a full communications issue. The second thing could be truly these failing power modules. They could be ramping up, hitting some sort of internal limit, whether it's temperature or a fault, and it drops and it quickly resets and it comes back up, and that just happens over and over. But that's a little bit harder to believe because it's not a consistent variable rate. Now, when I was charging the Porsche Taycan, I actually had this for about 5 minutes and it was just all over the place. And then it actually smoothed out after, again, that 5 minute period of time. So I'm not sure what was going on there. The one thing I think we also can't be totally sure of is on the station monitoring side of this. So when Electrify America presumably is going to work with Signet on this and figure out what's going on and what the fix is, and hopefully they already know, but it might be difficult for them to do this remotely because certain stations are set up to only monitor or ping the charger every 1 second or every 10 seconds. And that's 10 seconds is pretty common with ABB. So when you get an actual charging curve, it's not like instant power readings that they're getting. So it might actually look when, you know, the engineers log into these stations remotely, it's possible that it might look like it's a normal charging session just because it only pulls a moment in time throughout. Or it might look a little bit weird, but certainly none of these big spikes that go through the graph might have some smoothing to it. And I will say, you know, at the end of the day, yes, we've seen a lot of problems, a lot of issues, and seemingly a never-ending one. This is not a brand new issue with these Signet chargers. I've seen this for years. Why is it all happening now? I don't fully understand. I've seen it on 400-volt cars and 800-volt cars, by the way. It doesn't, the back voltage doesn't seem to play too much of a role here. But I'd be curious to see what you guys are out finding. So here's what I'd love if everyone can do who's watching this. I'm going to do it today. I'm going to drive down closer to Denver and find some Signet, these Gen 2 Signet Electrify America chargers. And I'm going to try all of them. I'm going to plug into them, see how the power curve is. I want to see how many are fluctuating, why maybe we can hear things going on. I remember ABB once I went to a charger where it was an EA charger and it was sending weird power. And I could literally hear like high power buzzing coming from the cabinets. It went zzz, and then poof, it stopped. But somehow the breaker reset and it let me charge again. Same thing happened. That's on an out of spec motoring video somewhere in the Rivian. We had that issue. So these Signet chargers definitely seem to be experiencing some issues. I know my dad was really looking forward to driving his Lucid on a long trip. I think actually my impression was that the network was getting a little bit better in recent months. That maybe long distance travel wouldn't be bad. At the end of the day, he's still charging. You're still able to charge your car and get the juice you're looking for. But is it that good full power experience that's promised when you buy a car that's partnered with a charging network? Well, unfortunately, at least for the last two stops, it hasn't been. I'm really looking forward to seeing his full road trip video on this. I don't know what to expect. Let's all do some rate your charges at Signet chargers, especially. I'm going to go in, do that today. And hopefully we can kind of figure out how many of these chargers are experiencing these issues. How many of the 350 kilowatt units are derated to 50. I believe that does show in the app. And occasionally I'll find that they say they're derated to 50 kilowatts in the app, but then still get full power when I plug in. So it's a very confusing experience. I'm making this to ask you guys for a little bit of help because I genuinely don't know why the Chargers would be doing this, whether it's software, hardware, or a mixture of both, or if it's only on certain cars. And I and my dad have just been happening to test those. Hopefully it's something small because it hasn't been so widespread until maybe the last month or so. So anyway, welcome to April of 2023 and charging in America. These are the weird little issues that we're trying to figure out and work out what's going on. Would appreciate any engineers' help in the comments. I know a lot of you watch who can't publicly comment. Feel free to shoot me a text. Let me know what's going on. And can't thank you enough. Have a good one. Bye-bye.